Fans of the University of Vermont's men's basketball team in attendance at Patrick Gymnasium last night saw the team's brightest star reach a career milestone to go along with the Catamounts' 73-59 win over Dartmouth. Anthony Lamb was coming off a game against St. Bonaventure in which he scored a career-high 42 points and last night recorded a double-double, 21 points and 14 rebounds, the 21 points putting him over the 1,000 career points plateau, much to the delight of the UVM faithful in attendance. The Catamounts never trailed in the game, their final non-conference tilt of the season. They now sport a 10-4 record as they head into a tougher stretch of games against America East opponents, starting with Albany on Saturday. Isaiah Maul also had a strong game, his best of the season for UVM with 18 points, and Chris Knight led the Big Green with a double-double of 19 points and 13 rebounds in the loss, which was Dartmouth's 11th straight defeat against UVM. The UVM women were also in action last night, keeping it close against UMass Lowell, but they ultimately fell short in a 54-51 loss that came down to the last minute of play. That's when the Riverhawks' Brianna Rudolph took over, scoring 5 points over the last 60 seconds or so to bring UMass Lowell the win. Hannah Krimble led UVM with 12 points in the loss. The Catamounts dropped to 4-9 on the season. The Castleton University women's hockey team suffered a late third-period goal against Trinity, and that was the only tally of the game, scored by the Bantams with less than 3 minutes to go in regulation in a 1-0 Spartans defeat. Castleton falls to 4-7-2 with the loss in their first game of 2019. To the pros now on the hard court in the NBA, and Gordon Hayward finally gave Boston Celtics fans a glimpse of the greatness he's displayed during his career, much of it as an all-star with the Utah Jazz. Hayward's debut as a Celtic was marred by a horrific injury just 5 minutes into his first game last year when he broke his ankle and missed all the rest of last year as a result. Back healthy this season, Hayward has struggled to shake the rust from his game. He went scoreless in the Celtics' last loss to San Antonio, but last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves, Hayward came off the bench and scored a season-high 35 points in Boston's 115-102 victory. Terry Rozier also had a big game for the Seas, filling in as a starter for Kyrie Irving, who suffered scratched corneas in the San Antonio game. He needs to make sure he can see clearly now before getting back into action. Rozier scored 11 of his 16 total points in a torrid first quarter performance to help get Boston that win. To the NHL, and the Pittsburgh Penguins have been on quite a roll. The New York Rangers did nothing to slow that momentum as the Penguins won their 7th straight game in a lopsided 7-2 victory at Madison Square Garden over the Rangers last night. Fresh off their win against Chicago in the New Year's Day Outdoor Winter Classic, the Boston Bruins return to indoor hockey tonight, hosting the Calgary Flames and hoping to get their winning streak to 3 games to continue a climb in the standings that now has them tied with the Buffalo Sabres for 3rd place in the Atlantic Division. The Montreal Canadiens will also be back on the ice tonight, playing host to the Vancouver Canucks. And good news for Habs fans, as their number one netminder, Carey Price, is expected to be back in between the pipes tonight following a recent injury.